Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time to bring in Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com. Dash, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, David. Doing well.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. Went car shopping this weekend, so time to get something new in that regard. But just more bills to pay, though. But something needs to be done.
Well, you know, exactly. Well, anyway, hopefully that wasn't too much of a pain in the you know what there for you. This is the time of year where you got to do this kind of stuff because there's not really an off switch anymore. But if there is one or close to it, this is about it right now.
It's about it right now. In fact, I got my own location coming up in a couple of weeks, so I'm looking forward to that. But you're right. Anymore, there's no off season. It's pretty much just runs over one another. When you know, between baseball and then football practice gets started before too long. Heck, media days is less than a month away now, which just blows my mind.
And the fact that it's going to be in Atlanta, what do you think of that?
Well, it's going to be different. I mean, they've had it in Hoover, you know, Birmingham for years now, and the conference is trying to shake it up. At least this year, now next year they'll be back in Hoover once again. But they're having it, you know, at the College Football Hall of Fame, just to kind of, like I said, just kind of shake things up, and we'll see how it goes. I'm sure it'll be just as well attended there as it would have been in Birmingham.
Well, probably more so, and I love the fact that it's in Atlanta personally. So I know you probably do too.
That'll break my heart one bit.
No question. No question at all. Talking with Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com. All right, we're, 82 days away from kickoff. Yeah. Catch everybody up on what's going on, like, recruiting-wise, let's hold off on recruiting for a second. What the players are doing now, because I'm assuming that the freshmen are all in or about to be all in Athens. Is that right?
That is correct. There may be one or two that's still out there. I know the Joseph kid, I don't believe, is here yet. But I think everybody else is here. We haven't heard anything official from UGA. They haven't sent out any kind of a release or kind of left for our own devices as far as finding out who's here and who's not. But I believe everybody else is present and accounted for. You know, they're starting their summer conditioning drills and working out with the strength staff. And, of course, now coaches can get 8 hours of time with the players. You know, a lot of this is filmed. What they can, you know, actually observe now as they're going through some of those 7-on-7. So they just can't actually coach them. They can't watch what's going on.
So, go a little deeper into what they can and can't do.
Yeah, well, they can't actually get on the field and actually go coach drills, you know, just like you'll go out to any practice during, you know, spring or during the season. They can't actually go out and do that. They can't observe. Like, the strength staff is the one who will kind of put the team through its paces. And, of course, you got the players who do that themselves. I mean, Jake Fromm, I'm sure, is in charge of the offense, and there will be some players in charge of the defense just getting workouts together. And the coaches can't actually stand on the field and watch. They can't coach. They can watch what's going on, kind of see the progression of players, see how they look, that sort of thing. But they can't spend a time in the film room talking. They can't talk to players. They used to be you couldn't even talk to your players during the summertime, which I've always found, you know, pretty absurd.
Bizarre.
And they're in your building, you know, three-fourths of the day anyway. So, but they do have a little more freedom. The coaches a little more leeway now, at least be able to do a lot better job of checking up and kind of see what kind of progress their athletes are making.
Well, so I would assume, and I'm not just talking about Georgia, I'm talking about every coaching staff in the country, they're telling their strength and conditioning guys what they want them. I mean, obviously they're telling them what they want them to do. So it's basically you're coaching indirectly through your strength and conditioning staff. Is that basically how it works?
In a lot of ways, yeah. Now, a lot of the stuff they're doing is designed with the strength and conditioning part in mind. I mean, they're trying to get in shape for once practice starts, and that's the responsibility of Coach Sinclair and his staff, and that's what they're basically intending to do. But, again, they will go out there for 7-on-7 drills and just kind of, you know, try to work on, getting used to playing again with each other, one another, building, camaraderie, whatever you want to call it, to get used to being without each other, you know, with each other, rather, out on the field.
Now, Dash, Brandon Adams, though, the Dog Nation Daily, posted this on Twitter last night, and I thought it was an interesting question. He said, what is UGA's biggest strength this upcoming season? And after thinking about it for a while, I came to the conclusion that there is going to be, for at least the foreseeable future, an evergreen answer to that question. And it's Kirby Smart. Because, you know, you've seen what Coach Smart has done in recruiting. You see what he's gotten out of these players. And for me, I just think going forward, you know, people always ask, what's the strength of Alabama? And every season since Nick Saban's basically taken over, it's been Nick Saban. So I kind of feel like that's going to be the answer for Georgia, is that Coach Smart's going to be Georgia's biggest strength.
It is, but I think the offensive line is going to be pretty doggone good. I mean, if you talk about positions, I think the offensive line has a chance to be, you know, one of the best Georgia's had in quite some time. I know there's still maybe a few question marks, but, man, I tell you, the people they've got in place there are very impressive. But yeah, Coach Smart is always going to be the constant. He's going to be the one that's there every year in and year out. So I guess you can say that. But, you know, I look at some of these position groups, and while there's a lot of, I think, growth to do, so I think especially on the defensive side, I think you can look at some of these spots and think that Georgia's going to be pretty good there as well.
Well, I mean, it should be getting to the point where Georgia's going to be good at every position. I mean, some are going to be better than others, but with the way the recruiting has gone, I mean, I would guess right now, though, the recruiting spot, though, I'm sure that they're thinking they got to hit more than other ones, though, is that defensive line, though.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, that's probably job one for Coach Martin. He's mentioned that as you know, has been public about that. And they want to sign 4 or 5 kids to shore up the defensive line because they're going to be losing some players for next year or two, and they need some bodies in place. So that's one, I think, the biggest area, I think, of focus for Coach Martin and his coaches as they go through this recruiting season.
Talking with Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com, the basketball you know, it's kind of funny. The year that Georgia had last year in not just football but in the big sports was really not great. And this year, it just seems like everything has kind of come together where you look at what the football team did. Now, I know the basketball team's going through a coaching change and didn't go to a postseason event, but – the baseball team having the year that it had, the women's basketball team getting back to, getting back to the NCAA tournament. And you look at, you know, down the line and, you know, culminating this weekend with track and field winning the national championship. What has been the difference, though, in 1 year in the athletic program?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure if I can give you a solid on-point answer with that one, except the they've had some kids who have worked extremely hard. I know with that men's track team, what they did this past weekend was really phenomenal. I mean, and the women too, just finishing a point out, whatever it was from winning as well was really incredible. I just chalk it up to hard work and having great athletes. And I don't think anything wasn't been any kind of magic potion other than just that.
Dash, back to recruiting for a moment. What, I guess Georgia's sitting at 8 right now for the class of 2019.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Look into your crystal ball and tell us when the next verbal commitment's going to drop for the Dogs.
Oh, man, that's good. Another good question because I have not seen any kind of kids give me specific dates, but I think you'll see 2 or 3 drop, I think, before the start of high school classes between now and July, you always have 2 or 3. It seems like commit. I think you'll see that as well. I'll say 3 weeks before you see the next Bulldog commitment. But you'll see 2 or 3 hit before football teams start practice up here next month or so.
And I would assume too. I mean, would you say there's any silence that we don't know about? And now that it's camp time, there might be some other ones that fall.
There may be, but you know, it doesn't seem like we're hearing as much as we did this time last year. Last year, I mean, you always heard left and right about kids being silently committed. This year, it hasn't been quite so. Hasn't been so much noise about silent commitments, so that makes sense. That's kind of an oxymoron there.
Yeah.
But seriously, I mean, I haven't heard as much rumors about that sort of thing. That there could be, could well be, but I don't think it's anything really. Again, that's going to be announced anytime soon.
Anthony Dasher, UGASports.com.
You know, Dash, as I look around the SEC, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in terms of Nick Saban, how long he's going to be around. It could be, you know, a lot more. It might not be a lot more. I think it just depends. But if you look at kind of the rest of the teams in the conference, where I don't think anybody is as entrenched with their head coach right now other than Alabama than Georgia is, particularly, you know, you bring Dan Mullen back to Florida. We'll see how that works out. I think that, you know, Coach Boom up at South Carolina, Will Muschamp's done a good job there, but, you know, he's got to continue that going. So if you're looking at the rest of the SEC right now, even though a guy in Kirby Smart's only been here a short time, it just seems like the comfort level is there, and the contract extension and more money for him just happened. So just kind of seems like Georgia is in probably the best position of any school in the SEC, maybe even more than Alabama with their head coach, just because, you know, Kirby Smart, he's not retiring anytime soon.
No, you could be right about that. You know, there's a lot of very good coaches in the conference, but at the same time, I mean, you have any one of these guys that have a, you know, a losing season, not living up to expectations, and all of a sudden you're going to find yourself in a hot seat. I think that's really true for just about everybody in the league right now, because the pressure to win is greater than it's ever been before in the SEC. People, no matter what school you're talking about, South Carolina fans expect Coach Muschamp to win a championship. I mean, that's just kind of the way it is. Any school that goes through any kind of losing season back-to-back, all of a sudden that coach is going to be somebody to be looked at with very wary eye about his future.
I assume that when the voting goes down next month at Media Days, you'll have Georgia picked to win the East. And but who's going to be second and third in your ballot? Or have you gotten to that yet?
Not really, but I'm just off the top of my head, I'd probably say Florida. I mean, just even though Dan Mullen's coming, I do think they have a little bit of talent coming back on that crew. A team that could surprise if they could ever find some defense is Missouri. That offense is going to be pretty good this year with Drew Locke coming back for a senior season. But man, they've got to find some defense. If they can, then, you know, they have a chance to, I think, at least finish in the middle of the pack in the SEC. I think Tennessee is still going to be a year or two away. They still need to, Coach Pruitt still needs to upgrade that talent base a little bit. South Carolina, I think, is one that, I said Florida, South Carolina could easily finish as number two. So I'll say Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, then Missouri, then we'll go on from there.
Yeah, and I think, let's see, between South Carolina and Florida, that game is in Gainesville this year, so that might have an impact on
that. That could be the determining factor on that one.
Yeah, well, I noticed you didn't mention Tennessee, or at least as far as in your top four. So they did go 0-8 in the SEC last year, so they ain't climbing that mountain all the way back at once, I wouldn't think.
No, and I know I probably gave Dan Mullen a little too much credit for being a first year coach at Florida, but I just think that Tennessee had just a few more questions they need to answer and with their overall talent in Florida does right now. So that's why I kind of look at Tennessee as kind of being a lower pack team this year.
Dash, good talking to you. We'll catch you again next week.
Hey, we'll do it.
All right, thanks. Anthony Dasher, UGASports.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.